Durango Casino and Resort in Vegas primed for November grand opening. Las Vegas sees further expansion in its entertainment and gaming sector as Red Rock Resorts plans to open its Durango Casino and Resort. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has given its preliminary recommendation, with the final decision set for September 21. The multi-million-dollar property promises to be more than just a casino, aiming to cater to a variety of entertainment needs, with the long-term vision of cementing Red Rock's presence in the region. Red Rock's expansion and key highlights. Over two decades, Red Rock Resorts has consistently broadened its presence across Las Vegas. President Scott Kreger unveiled plans for 7 prime development sites, promising growth that could double the company's influence in a decade. This potential expansion translates to increased job prospects and a boost to the local economy through tax contributions, with the Durango Casino and Resort being the newest feather in their cap. Nestled at the intersection of the 215 Beltway and Durango Drive, the Durango facility spans a generous 83,000 square feet. It boasts 211 hotel rooms, convention spaces, a pool, 4 eateries, and a diverse food hub with 10 offerings. David Horn's journey from a front desk role to vice president and general manager of Durango epitomizes the company's growth trajectory. Horn highlights the casino's vast gaming options, featuring 2,284 slots and 63 tables. Additionally, the resort promises a unique sports viewing experience, further enriched by their upscale George restaurant. Boost in employment and strong financial performance. Red Rock Resorts is on a significant hiring spree to staff its vast new property. They have already filled 500 roles and are on track to hire an additional 1,200 across multiple sectors. Adjacent eateries in Durango are gearing up for their hiring phases, set to benefit local job seekers. The resort anticipates a primary clientele of locals, with an estimated 4/5 being Las Vegas residents. The CFO of Red Rock Resorts, Stephen Cudi, shed light on the company's robust financial trajectory. Post their reopening in mid-2020, after pandemic-led closures, the company has exhibited stellar performance. The initial half of 2023 was particularly noteworthy, nearing the best annual performance in Red Rock's history. The stability is evident in both their gaming and non-gaming sectors. Additionally, the latter part of 2023 indicates promising growth, especially in group sales and catering services.